listening to, read, listen, and write the information.
Are you a bird lover? Then make sure you get yourself the chance to know puffins. Puffins are a type of seabird with black or black and white plumage, predominantly, and a brightly colored beak. These pelagic birds feed primarily by diving in the water. This is the main reason why puffins spend most of their time at the sea and build their nests near the beach, which are actually a kind of burrow. Puffins are great swimmers, and we can't tell that they were made for flying or walking. However, they can do those things pretty well too, and with a certain level of skill. I remember being walking by the Brittany coast of France when I first saw them swim. It's impressive. They do this so skillfully due to the fact that their short wings are adapted for it. They use one kind of flying technique when they are underwater. I'll put it this way. They use their wings to stroke underwater with a flying motion, and it's impressive because they do up and downward strokes. When flying, on the other hand, they use their feet to steering, that is controlling direction and changing speed in the air. Another fact that I couldn't believe was that puffins can dive up to 24 meters into water and stay beneath for up to 2 minutes. I got so fascinated about puffins that I decided to go back and find out more about them, but I didn't expect what I saw when I got there. I didn't find any puffins at all. And the reason why this happened to me was that it is only in spring season that you can find them on cliffs. And the time I went was the fall. But to my surprise, I was directed to a special area where puffins build their burrows. They dig down in the ground up to 1 to 1.5 meters deep. They get their nest at the far end of the burrow, and they even build a toilet at the first bed to keep their nest beaks clean. I had been told that puffins made strange sounds when at sea, on land, and when watching over a hatching egg. They are silent at sea, while on land, they make a pig-like grunt, in addition to flicking their head back when in labor of attracting female. And the sound they make while being in their breeding burrow sounds like a growling, similar to the sound an almost muted cow would make. Baby puffins make a kind of peculiar sound the moment they hatch. It is kind of the same sound a baby duck or goose would make. And this sound changes a bit in terms of volume when they see the world for the first time. But it's actually the same.
What a detailed report. But let me add that I once read something about puffins, which in my opinion is a bit sad. When flying at night, they use the lights of the houses in town to guide their flying. But as it can't be used as a reliable tool to do so, they are usually led astray and as a result, they frequently get clumsy landings and end up crashing to the ground. Well, thank you all people for joining us tonight.